de place là, 1 million. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We will. So with that 1 million, start again.
De commencer encore.
This time no manipulation.
Cette fois-ci, il n'y a pas de manipulation.
Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty and therefore alive in your hands. Majesty,
we sing it.
Majesty,
forever,
forever I am changed by your word.
In the presence
of your majesty. You watch what's going to happen in the next few minutes.
Ce qui va se passer dans quelques minutes.
Many of you start getting alerts in your phone.
Certains vont recevoir des alertes dans leur téléphone.
When?
Quand?
You want to give him something? Come. Go ahead. Bless you.
Que Dieu te bénisse.
Came out of prison, but God has made him a millionaire one night.
Hallelujah.
One night. That's the God we serve.
C'est le Dieu que nous servons.
God sent me 3 years ago.
Je m'a dit il y a cela 3 ans.
3 years ago, God said to me, He said, don't just preach, change lives. And that's the mandate and the mission we have.
C'est le mandat que nous avons.
To change lives.
De changer les vies.
That's God. And all your years that have been cut off.
Tous les années qui ont été coupées.
My God, restore.
Comment Dieu les restaure.
Morning, I asked, I said, who is Juma?
J'ai annoncé ce matin que
Woko Bia, Woko Bia. Yeah. What's your name?
Comment vous appelez?
Hein?
Woko Bia Juma.
Who's that man?
My husband.
Is your husband?
Yes. Est-ce ton mari?
Husband, come.
Que le mari vient.
Who is this?
His wife.
My wife.
Son épouse.
Do you love her very much?
Est-ce que vous l'aimez?
Yes, I do, sir.
Very much.
Très bien.
You love your husband?
Yes, sir.
Est-ce que vous aimez votre mari?
Thank God for you.
Remercie Dieu pour vous.
You will not be a widow.
Vous ne devenez pas une veuve.
You will not be a widow.
Vous serez sans veuve.
You will not be a widow.
Vous serez sans veuve.
You will not be a widow.
Vous serez sans veuve.
God say, I'm from Taraba.
I'm from Taraba State. And the
other. She wants to tell me who she's related to. I saw you from Taraba.
Je vous ai vu venir
de
Taraba.
I saw. With the kind of people that you are around, you are not supposed to be looking for anything like money. With the kind of family You are trying to tell us, your younger sister, to, with the kind of family I'm seeing,
le genre de famille que je vois,
you are not supposed to be looking the kind of people that God has planted you around. But this one
de vous, mais celle-ci,
will not die.
Elle ne mourra pas.
I saw you in the spirit realm crying. I saw you crying. I'm seeing you. The Spirit of God is carrying me to Delta.
L'état de Delta.
From Delta, sir.
There's a town that you are going to get into Asaba before you enter Asaba.
Yes,
before you enter Asaba.
Before I enter Asaba, Kukuibo.
That's where you come from.
Yeah.
Before Asaba.
Just avant Asaba.
Okay. They want to kill you.
On veut vous tuer.
And it's your friends that want to kill you.
Ce sont vos amis.
Can I explain?
Explain, sir.
This is you. Why are they pushing you into politics?
Quand on vous pousse dans la politique.
I saw politics.
Je vois dans la politique.
If you argue with me, I'll leave you and go. I'm not asking you. I saw. Can I be direct with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I saw politics. I saw them pushing you to contest
dans la politique
for counselor.
Yes,
pour le conseil.
Ikorodu North.
Yes, sir.
Ikorodu North.
Where do you live?
I live at Ikorodu North.
Ikorodu North.
Yes, sir.
And they say you should go for counselor.
Yes,
don't go.
Ne pas pas.
Don't go.
Ne dépose pas la candidature.
Woman.
Femme.
Would you like to be a widow with two children?
No, sir.
Because I saw two
enfants.
Children.
Yes, sir.
Two.
Deux enfants.
Yes.
Deux enfants.
Emmanuel.
Yes.
Emmanuel.
Favor.
Yes, sir.
Et favor.
Hallelujah. Sir, come. Face what you are doing. Don't go for election. Alright?
Vous ce faites, n'allez pas dans la carrière politique.
Sir, see. Can I tell what God is telling me? The Lord said, even if I finish talking to you now, they will still come back to convince you. Woman, are you hearing me?
Said
they will still come back, even after this prophecy.
Après la prophétie,
they will still come back.
Ils reviendront
to talk and convince.
Pour vous convaincre.
They will say, forget about it. This opportunity.
Voici une opportunité.
Sir,
monsieur,
don't go for counselor.
Ne vous engagez pas dans cette carrière politique. Laissez la politique.
You,
vous,
come.
Venez ici.
Your children are too small.
Vos enfants sont trop petits.
Your children are too small, sir.
Sans contre
please. Petits. Even if you have ambition for yourself, think of your children. Little
faites
children.
Même pour vos enfants.
Very small children.
Sans contre trop petits.
Very very small.
Tout petits.
Nursery school. Children in nursery school.
Sans encore la maternelle.
Yes,
you will go. Come.
Viens ici.
You don't understand. Because I'm seeing that everything has been set. That is why he doesn't know how everything has. So how, where do I start from? Everything. Don't go.
Ne vous engagez pas.
Let me shock you. Normally when I prophesy to people, I don't come straight. I just give you a teaser.
Je ne donne pas.
You cannot use your tongue to count your teeth. But for me to be this direct to you, it's because death is very close.
C'est très direct, ça veut dire que la mort très proche.
One day I was preaching in prophecy in a church in Benin. And I called a man by the Spirit of God. The man was not in church. I didn't know actually, when I mentioned the name, the whole church froze. The man had just left the church. He was a member. He left the church. Voice of Freedom. He left the church a year before then. So I said, you should go and call him. They could not. So the Lord gave me his phone number. I called it out. They went to call the man. When the man came the next day, I was prophesying on him. He did like this. I said, sir, I see you dead in 4 days. But I need to pray against the yoke of death. Can I pray? Say, if you want to. Why? When he left the service, he went and told somebody that the bishop planned with me that we are strategizing how to bring him back to the church. That is why, maybe, yeah, how do I explain this? Like information given to me that maybe I now use as prophecy. So the bishop told me. So I said, he said that, yes. That night I didn't pray for him. You know, after the service, the bishop told me. 3 days later, he was shot and killed in his car. 3 days. Who are you that they are planning to talk about you? What do you have? No, look at me as I am now. Do I look like somebody that will arrange your case? Are you paying me?
Est-ce que me paye?
No, what am I looking for now? Is it fame? Is it money?
Est-ce que c'est
that God has not blessed me?
Ou l'argent, Dieu m'a
béni. I will not sit down and say, I will not plan, I will not arrange. What do you have? You have not arranged people who have. Is it the ones that don't have who arrange? There are so many people, the same power that is fighting them block their mind.
Les gens, la même
they always think towards the left.
Les pensées.
So don't go. Start. Thus says the Lord, don't go.
Ainsi parle le Seigneur, ne vous engagez pas la politique.
Bye bye.
Au revoir.
Wow, wow, wow. Lift your hands.
Élevez les mains.
His name is Jesus. 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 There is something.
There is something about your name.
You are my master.
Master.
Savior.
Savior.
Jesus.
Jesus. Like the fragrance.
Mais pour le cœur ouvert,
the favor I see, may they see.
La faveur que je vois, qu'ils voient cela.
The access I have, may they have. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Au nom de Jésus, j'ai prié.
Take your seat.
Asseyez-vous s'il vous plaît.
Please, dear, remind me about that man who we have to give a balance of 600,000. 600, right? Okay. Amen. Please, whether you are inside or you are the overflow outside. Open your ears well, because in the midst of the message, your case may be the next to be announced. All pastors of Western region, God bless you. Celebrate Reverend Fidelis and Lady G. Reverend Fidelis, or you call him the Bull. Amen. Great man. He's doing a great work in Lagos. Hallelujah. Please, he's doing a great work in Lagos. He's doing a great work. Amen. Pastor Phil, I don't want to say anything. No. It's your people. Their ears are too wide. There are things I will say and I expect them to forget in a hurry. They won't forget. You know, there are some things you just throw and you expect people to forget about it. They keep it. So I'm counting my words concerning you. But I am so happy. You won't understand this. There are people. Reverend Fidelis does not do eye service. He doesn't do eye service. Anything he does, that's him. Amen. He doesn't. Self and the wife, they are not. Reverend Fidelis is real. He's a real person. He's not. As you seem like this, that's him. Amen. And I'm so happy. There are few pastors, when you remember that they are by your side, you just get happy. There are people, if you remember that this one is there, this one is just standing, you get happy. There are times when certain things happen, you say, Papa, step aside. Let me take care of this thing. So I don't bother myself. I just say, handle this. And I'm so sure you will get results. And every one of us in Lagos Church or any of the branches in Lagos, you are very privileged to have a man of God. Now, you won't understand. You won't appreciate a true man of God until you have been a victim of a fake one. Amen. So, this one is a true man of God. The wife is true. And I appreciate. Amen. Give them a big hand. And all the pastors here. Reverend Kingsley is doing a great work in Abuja. And we can't but appreciate the awesomeness of. Amen. And all the pastors from all over. Amen. Can we celebrate Mama? Please. She didn't want, I know she doesn't, she wouldn't want me to do that. But I have to. Someone was appreciating our marriage one time, and the person was appreciating and saying some things. Oh, two of you. Oh God, what a wonderful was saying. I said, no, not me. Her. Anything good is her, not me. If it's stubbornness, me. If it's action, me. If things are working between us, it's because of her, not because of me. You know, I'll confess my own on the pulpit, because what you don't confess on the pulpit is what they confess in the coven. Witches cannot confess me because I report myself. Our level of calmness is alarming. Our level of calmness. I can't explain. I can't explain. Our level of calmness. And that's one thing I'm praying for. That's one thing I'm praying for. If you hear my message, if you have, how many of you have up to 100 pieces of my CDs? Up to 100. Okay. You can never hear me preach about patience. Because I don't have it. I know it. But I know about it. It's a virtue. I know. So I'm still praying for that virtue. As soon as it comes, I'll preach it. I want the world to be saved. I want the world to be saved now. America, London, Europe must hear the gospel now. There must be explosion everywhere now. So I'm under pressure. And once you enter Omega Fire Ministries, pressure enter you. The spirit of the second. No, it's the truth. You are in a hurry. You want to deliver. You are under pressure. Under pressure. Something must happen. Amen. So that calmness, what I'm praying for, Lord, help me to be calm. Help me to know that it will take me years to win the world. When I got the fire, my father and the Lord, the late Archbishop, said, run with the fire now! We took off. Thank God for her. Give God a clap offering. And all the sons of the prophet, all the sons of the prophet in Lagos, I heard about 172 general overseers that submit to the grace of God upon my life. Please give them a big salute, everybody. God bless your ministries in Jesus' name. Take your seat if you have your Bibles with you. We have taken so much time. But let me make an announcement here that the service you're having tomorrow morning is not going to be 9, it's not going to be 8, it's going to be 6:30. Now, when you are coming, come with a bottle of your anointing oil. 6:30, I want us to be out of this place before 8. Alright? Come with a bottle of the anointing oil, with your own bottle of the anointing oil. Is that okay? Is that okay? If you have your Bible, open it to Obadiah chapter 1. Obadiah is in the book of Obadiah. Obadiah is after Malachi, very close to Hebrews. Look for it from there. Before we close, you'll find it. But that's chapter 1, 17 to 18. Very close to Hebrews, that's before Philemon. 17 and 18, after the count of two, let's read together. 1, 2, go. Upon Zion, there shall be, and there shall be, and the house shall do what? And the house of what? Shall be. Verse 18 now. The house of Jacob shall be a fire. I want to share briefly on Lord, set me on fire. Somebody say, Lord, set me on fire. I want to introduce to you tonight
the fire dimension of God. Ladies and gentlemen, the highest realm of God's manifestation is the dimension of fire. God does not speak Yoruba. God does not speak Igbo. God does not speak Ibibio. God does not speak Swahili. God does not speak South Africa. God does not speak Creole. Creole is a language in Sierra Leone. God's language is fire. Anytime God speaks, he speaks fire. Elijah gathered the people together, and Elijah said, "Call on your God. I will call on my God." The God that answers by fire, let him be God. So how does God answer? Fire is the language of God. Anytime God wants to respond, he responds with fire. I am here today to open your eyes to see, and after this encounter, you will be turned to fire. I said you will be turned to fire. You will be turned to fire. You will be turned to fire. Lift your head, shout fire. He didn't say the house of Esau shall receive fire. He said you shall be. In Numbers chapter 11, verse 3, when the fire descended, they called him a name on that mountain, Jehovah Tiberah, the God of fire. Alabaka Sakiando Shakadeada Akotia Brasuga. There is someone under the sound of my voice today. After now, you shall be too hot to handle. I say you shall be too hot to handle. You shall be too hot to handle. You shall be too hot to handle. When it descended upon Mount Sinai in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 24, the Bible says it descended upon Mount Sinai as a fire. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 29. Our God is a consuming fire. I am here to release the fire dimension. Guess what he said? Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. After that there shall be holiness. And after that the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. For them to enjoy deliverance, for them to enjoy holiness, for them to possess their possession, they must be turned to fire. Ah, so fire preserves, fire sustains. I am here to tell you that the fire dimension of God, someone's day to become a refinery, someone's day to become flaming, someone's day to be set on fire has just appeared. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says now the day of Pentecost was fully come. It says, and they were one accord in one place. And there came down fire from heaven. It says, on that day of Pentecost, fire came. So fire gives a man a date with destiny. When a man contacts fire, he has a date with destiny. By reason of what is about to descend today, the fire nature of God is about to show up in your favor. We have taken a lot of time. Let me run now. There are certain characters of fire. If you study your Bible in Exodus chapter 3, the Bible says Moses was passing, and as he was walking past, he said there was a bush that burned with fire. And he stopped and turned aside to look. Number one, fire commands attention. A man that carries fire cannot be ignored. When God sets you on fire, you command traffic. You command attention. Maybe you have a shop that nobody ever comes to. By reason of the fire dimension, that shop begins to command attention. Maybe you have a proposal that nobody wants to attend to. By the fire dimension of God, I see your proposal commanding attention. Maybe you Maybe you are a young lady that no man has ever spoken to about marriage, about settlement. After now, I see you commanding traffic. I see you commanding attention. I see you commanding attention. I see you commanding attention. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 and verse 7, when fire came on them, when the people saw them, the people were amazed. They could not ignore them. There are some of you hearing me. You have helpers around you, but no helper agreed to favor you because you lack the fire. After this fire encounter, your helpers, they will favor you. I said they will favor you. Fire. You need attention in life. Nothing sets a man free from detention like attention. Nothing provokes affection like attention. In Mark chapter 10, from verse 46, it says there was a man called Bartimaeus. He was the son of Timaeus. Or you can say Bartimaeus. The son of Timaeus. The life was full of subtractions. And as Jesus got to Jericho, as he entered into Jericho, the man was strategic. He had been there, but there was no help. And Jesus was passing, and Bartimaeus cried out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I am tired of medicine. I need mercy. I am tired of sympathy. I need mercy. I am tired of pity. I need mercy. The mercy of God is what I need to turn my life around." And as he cried out, Jesus stopped. The man commanded attention. Before he did that, there were certain people that looked at him and they said, "Don't trouble the master." And they looked at him and ignored him. Ladies and gentlemen, in the midst of pain, there are certain people that look down on you. In the midst of catastrophe, when your life is in the valley of despondency, in the pits of exasperation, life has beaten you hands down. Your problems are colossal, magnetic, and gargantuan. And people look at you as if there is no way to come out of it. You don't know where the next meal will come from. Affliction has become ginormous, and everyone that sees you despises you. In the midst of that, there are some of you now, we live in a generation where people despise people because your future is not on your face. So people despise you, not knowing that great men are unpredictable. The wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where he's going or where he's coming from. So is everyone born by the Spirit. A man with a destiny is an unpredictable man. Moses went to bed as a murderer, but he woke up as a deliverer. A man of destiny is unpredictable. Joseph went to bed as a prisoner, but he woke up as a prime minister. A man of destiny is an unpredictable man. David went to the bush as a shepherd boy, but when he returned back, he was the king of Judah. A man of destiny is an unpredictable man. Moses was Pharaoh's daughter. 40 years time, when God was true with him, he was the deliverer of the house of Israel. A man of destiny is unpredictable. You cannot command attention and not gather influence. Attention! How can helpers, you are looking for what they have and they keep passing by without helping you because you lack the fire that provokes attention. We live in a generation of attention that commands influence. And in this generation, only the influential become leaders. What's leadership? Influence. Leadership is ability to influence people and make them follow you willingly. Let me shock you. In the Bible, if you study the Bible, the person that was closest to Jesus was John. Was who? John. Bible said the disciples whom Jesus loved. That's how the Bible called him. As a matter of fact, The Bible said, one time Jesus said, some standing here shall not see death. And John said, you are talking to me? He personalized it. John is the only disciple that did not see death. They put him inside red oil. He started swimming. They said, you are a wizard. They threw him to an island of Patmos. He started seeing revelations. He didn't see death. He was the only one that Jesus told the identity of Judas. Jesus told him who was to betray him and showed him Judas. So, we naturally expect that it would have been John the beloved that would have led the disciples. Because Jesus loved him. Jesus should have handed over to him. But Jesus did not hand over to John. Because when Jesus was crucified, Peter said, let's go a fishing. As soon as Peter said that, 9 disciples followed him. Influence. So when Jesus came, Jesus said, I love this John, but Peter has more influence. A man that can influence 9 disciples, plus himself, making 10. Peter, lovest thou me, feed my sheep. Peter, lovest thou me, feed my lamb. So Jesus handed over the church to Peter. Why? Influence. When God blesses you, there are people that will look for your church. There are certain dimensions of blessing in themselves. They are evangelism. Poverty is a bad advertisement. Poverty is a bad advertisement. And when you command attention, it terminates affliction. There are some of you looking at me now, you have been ignored for too long. I've said this over the years that the worst thing that can happen to any man is for your absence to be felt in your presence. Your absence is felt in your presence. Your mother is crying. When can I celebrate? Your parents are crying. When can someone rescue this family from poverty? And you are there. They are crying about that in front of you. That means your absence is being felt in your presence. There are families. I said to God in the place of prayer. Very profound. I said to God, before you use me to solve the problems of the world, let my life become an example in my family. Let my life become an example in my family. Fire commands attention. Number 2, fire purifies and refines. Fire is a purifying factor. Malachi chapter 3 verse 2 speaks of how God shall purify, how God shall refine. When Peter was keeping the net, he was religious. That was when Jesus appeared, he called Jesus my Lord. So he was already a religious man, but not a spiritual man. He was not refined. Let me say this and write it down. If God cannot cleanse you, he cannot bless you. If God cannot wash you, he cannot touch you. Fire purifies. Fire refines. We live in a generation when people in the church tell you good morning, you better look well. It might be evening. A generation where people would dupe people in the church. And you people in the church. I had a policeman reporting to me, a DPO of police. A young graduate came to his office and duped him. Duped a DPO. Came to his office in the station and duped him. And when I was telling the story, I said, what happened? He said, Papa, you can't imagine, no. The idiot collected 500,000 from me. That's what you call him. The idiot. He duped me. I say, if you could be duped, a divisional police officer, by an idiot, I say, what hope do civilians have? I'm telling you, that's the generation. We live in a degenerate, heartless generation. A degenerate, heartless generation. There are some gory stories I shouldn't tell you. There are very gory sights of how people people can be heartless. We have seen generations where husbands sacrifice wives. Men sacrifice children. A man said he wanted money, and they said to him, when your wife gives birth, as soon as she gives birth, come with the baby. With the woman and the baby. She took the woman and the baby. And the Havali said, open your eyes and watch me. And put the baby on the mortar. And told the man, pound the baby. He said, the baby is smooth, then your wealth will be heavy. But if you see particles of bones, you have issues with your wealth. And the wife was weeping. The man began to pound. Was pounding. If you kill your child for money, who will enjoy the money? Was pounding. There are some of you hearing the sound of my voice. You have gotten yourself involved in cultism. Amok is a cult. Ekanka is a cult. Freemason is a cult. Ogboni is a cult. Am I communicating here? Asmodi is a cult. It's a cult. Bokania, Eye Confraternity is a cult. I was preaching in the Joint Christian Campus Fellowship in Awuchi Polytechnic, and I said there are people here who have been sent to kill. A young girl was sent from a university to the campus to shoot somebody. He didn't know that while they sent him to shoot the person, they already informed the people that he was coming. So I finished ministering that night. He was to go. He changed his mind. And the people began to look for him. They were looking for him. They sent him to kill someone and already informed those ones that he was coming. So he was in the middle of his setup. Am I communicating? There are people hearing the sound of my voice. You are an internet fraudster. Yahoo. Change. If God cannot cleanse you, he cannot bless you. I like it when you are quiet like this. Can't bless you. You are addicted to alcohol. Change. If God cannot cleanse you, he cannot bless you. There are many who have made themselves emergency in Lagos, emergency estate agent, no office. Collecting money from people, say, I will give you a house. They have collected so much. Put people under pressure. If God cannot cleanse you, he cannot bless you. Am I communicating? Tell somebody you need to be refined. You need to be purified. Holiness in the Bible is likened to circumcision. The Bible says circumcision, not made with hands. Now, if you understand circumcision very well, there are two striking things you would know about circumcision. Number one, when a person is circumcised, something is cut off. If you say you are a Christian, what have you cut off? What is the friend that you have cut off? What is the relationship you have cut off? What is the contact you have cut off? What is the gathering you have cut off? The second thing about circumcision is that circumcision is painful. To be a true Christian, it is painful. When I became a minister of God, someone gave me a gift. I was happy at the gift. I took it home. When I took the gift home, the Holy Spirit said to me, return it. I said, Lord, this is a good one. God said, return it. And I carried it. I returned it to him. But the next day morning, he was arrested by the police. He was a criminal. And what did they do? He started taking the police to all the houses of those he has given gifts. Four pastors. I could have been number five. To walk with God is painful. It's painful. It's painful. walk with God is a walk of greatness. Greatness is a school. But the school fees of greatness is called hardship. It is painful. Number three, and then I'm going to pray. The third thing fire does is that fire is destructive. This is the mandate I have brought to someone's life today. That whatever is illegal in your life, whatever is not of God around your destiny, whatever God has not planted in your life, that thing is about to be destroyed by fire. That thing is about to be destroyed by fire. That thing is about to be destroyed by fire. The Bible says clearly that Elijah said, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. He says, since you have called me a man of God, and he says, you come down from the mountain. He said, I will come down. Let fire come down. The Bible says, there came fire from heaven. When I look at the next man he handed over to, the name of the next man was called Elisha. One day, Elisha was walking past. And 42 children started abusing him, bald head, ridiculing him, bald head. He looked at them. He said, she bears, wherever you come from. The Bible says, and two she bears ate up 42 children. Ladies and gentlemen, when I saw that, I was angry. I said to myself, innocent little children. And God said to me, you are wrong. I said, why am I wrong? And God said, a child that could notice a man of God's hair had gone bald is not a child. Number two, God said to gather 42 children, an adult was in charge. Somebody was behind the scene to organize 42 children. Children are never together. There must be a leader to put children together. Even when you stand in front of them, they like freedom. But 42 children to be on a file, they had a sponsor. So the target was the sponsor. Those who are attacking or fighting you now, they are not actually just the ones there. They have backbones and they have sponsors. The Bible says when Hannah was speaking, he said, praises unto the Lord for the horses and the riders as he thrown into the sea. I am speaking to you that both the strong man and the backbone, both the one that is attacking you and the one that is backing them, both the one that has stressed hands against you and the one that is giving them charms, both the one that's fighting you in the office and the one they go to cry for, the horses and the riders, I am here to prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost. Anywhere your name must be taken to, any shrine, any talisman, any necromancer, any stargazer, anyone that looks to the sun, I prophesy the fire of God, they are roasted. 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 Whoever has made the decree that you cannot go beyond this level, whoever has made the statement that you will die unknown, that you will die unnoticed, that you can't break the family circle, I make a decree, as the Lord liveth and as my soul liveth, I prophesy the voice of heaven over your life by the fire of God. They are roasted. There was a girl, a man approached her for marriage. And as soon as the man said, I want to marry you, she went, she said, okay, no problem. The next day she went trying to take her bath. She discovered that a male organ had grown out of her body. She screamed, Jesus! Her parents were wealthy. She told her mom about it. Her mom, they tried, gave her drugs. They said, you have to take her to the UK. So they took her to London to carry out an operation. As soon as the doctors have to examine you to confirm. As soon as she lay down on that bed, the male organ disappeared.
So the doctor said to her, sit down. You said there was a male organ? He said, yes, sir. For how long? It's a couple of months. The doctor said, I can't find it. He said, it's there. The doctor said, sit down. In your family, how many people are psychotic? He said, doctor, I'm not mad. He said, I understand. Calm down. Calm down. How many people hear voices and have imaginary visions? He said, not imaginary. I could touch it. He said, calm down. Calm down. Even people who are mad don't know they are mad. Schizophrenia. How many of you in your family? The lady said, but doctor, it was there. He said, don't worry. Take these drugs. It's for the mind. Well, calm your mind down. As soon as she walked out of the hospital, got down the elevator, the male organ grew out again. Now, the funny part is that one time armed robbers came to rob in their house. When they saw her as a pretty lady, they wanted to rape her. As soon as they saw what was under, the armed robbers turned and took off. How did it grow out? As soon as marriage proposal was made. There are certain things that are not normal in your life. You have to be sincere with yourself. Look at your life now. With what is happening to you now, is it normal? At this age of your life, you are still squatting. Is it normal? At this age, you still depend on handouts. Is it normal? Anything that has cost you secret tears, stand on your feet. The God I serve is about to roast them. I said the God I serve is about to roast them. The God I serve is about to roast them. The God I serve is about to roast them. Stand up. Some years ago, I was preaching the gospel. There's a place in Edo State, they call it Sabongida Ora. I've preached. I've combed villages. And I was preaching there, and I asked, who is Emmanuel? A tall young man came out. I said, tonight, your head is not available. That as they summon you, fire shall blast. I prayed with him. He went home. That night something happened. Early in the morning the next day, the father called him to come to the village. The village where he comes from is called Ozala. He's still around those neighborhoods. And he went there. And the father, as soon as he came down from taxi, he said he was shocked. The father bent to greet him. Daddy, I said, welcome. Welcome. Come inside. When he went inside, he saw elders sitting. He was confused. They said, son, welcome, sit down. Welcome. Welcome. And he saw a man shaking something. The man was the chief priest in charge of the shrine. And the man said, he should learn to forgive. He should learn to forgive. He said, what am I forgiving? They said, a woman was backing the baby and called his name into a pot the previous night. That was the night the Lord called him out and spoke to him. That soon as the lady called the name, a big hand broke through the ceiling and slapped her. Now, he said to me, he said, sir, I went to the woman's house. I saw the broken ceiling. Now, the painful part was that the baby died on the spot. The woman herself began to swell and was going big. So they took her to the shrine. And the man there said, unless they call him and he forgives her, she can't be okay. So he said, when he saw them, he put his hand in his pocket. He said, well. The father said, what are you doing? Forgive her quick. He said, daddy, you make me angry. I kill another one. By the connection of fire. Anywhere your name is mentioned, fire shall appear. Anywhere your name is mentioned, fire shall appear. Fire shall appear.
fire shall appear.
Listen, as I'm talking now, fire is burning in your hometown.
Wherever they buried your destiny, or the destiny of your parents, or the destiny of your siblings, destiny of your family member, let fire blast. Are you ready? Are you ready?
We're going to take one prayer, and after that we'll call on the fire. The fire is about to fall in this house. Oh my God. I saw some of you in the spirit now wearing garments that God has not given you.
Fire is about to burn them off. Fire is about to burn them off. The garment of delay. Fire is about to burn them off. The garment of shame. Fire is about to burn them off.
Lift up your right hand of fire. God said to me now, we should pray against strong men. That's what I hear in my right ear. Against strong men. Lift up your right hand.
Say, my father, my maker.
My father, my maker.
The strong man of my father's house.
The strong man of my father's house.
Strong man of my mother's house.
Strong man of my mother's house.
You have stopped others before me.
You have stopped others before me.
You cannot stop me.
You cannot stop me.
As I begin to pray.
As I begin to pray.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Catch fire. Yeah.
Jesus' name.
There was the devil.
In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands to heaven. Lift up your hands to heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
Merci,
Jesus. Lift up your hands to heaven. The fire of God is here. There are 72 people. God just whispered to me. You have been delayed more than expected. He said, but right now God is about to fast forward you. Open the floodgates.
Hallelujah.
In abundance.
Hallelujah.
Cause you're ready to follow me. Open the floodgates. In abundance. Cause you're ready to follow me, Baba, oh, Baba, oh, oh, Baba, oh, Baba, oh, Baba, oh, oh, Baba. Lift your two hands up. Ushers, please, ushers, go into the crowd. Watch that, that. Look at, look at. Look at people flying over there. Look at that. Look at. Lift your hands. Anyway, they have delayed you more than expected. God is about to fast forward you. Lift your hands. Say, Father. Say, Father.
Father.
I have heard your word.
I have heard your word.
I believe your word.
I believe your word.
I believe your servant.
I believe your servant.
I have prayed.
I have prayed.
As my hands are lifted.
As my hands are lifted.
Fire for speed.
Fire for speed.
Follow me.
Follow me.
Fire for speed.
Fire for speed.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at, look at, look at. Follow me.
Follow me.
Now.
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 No.
Ushers, look at that, look at that. Ushers, watch out. Look at that, look at that. Look at the fire, look at the fire there. Ushers, help them, help them. Take, 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 take. Take your portion, take it. Take it, sister, take it. Ushers, bring them to me in the crowd. Look at people on this side. Please, if you are standing there, help them out. Help them, help them. Jonathan, Ezekiel, help them. Hey, young man, help them, help them. I want to pray. Lift your hands up. I want to pray. Lift your hands. Father, as your hands are lifted, I pray for these 70 people who have been delayed in any area of their life. As their hands are lifted, the anointing for speed, the fire for speed, let it come upon them. From the left to the right, from the front to the back. Holy Ghost, where are they? Where are they? Look at them, look at them, look at them. Look at the fire there. Usher, up there, up there. Up there, up there. Here, here, here. This way. Lift your hands up. That evil garment that they have worn you is not of God. That satanic garment that doesn't make people help you. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Take it, take it, take it. Take it, take it. Take it, take it.